Hey Emily, it's Becky from Sanford Emergency Vets. How you doing? Yeah, good. Look, I am hoping you guys can provide a little bit of guidance just regarding a chicken we've got in hospital. I'm not sure if Vanessa's on today or Brock or who's on today, but I used to work with both of them at Brighton, so I thought of you guys. Yeah. Of course not. Well, that's awesome. That's fine. Look, of course, it's the one time I actually get to call you guys and neither of them are there. Tell them I said hi anyway. But look, we've got a chicken in hospital. Poor thing was attacked by a dog over the weekend, so we did a stitch up. Essentially, we've done x-rays today because owner's just saying she's still a bit flat, sort of not able to ambulate that well. We've seen egg was there on Friday. Sort of in the oviduct tract. We've done an x-ray today and on the lateral view it looks like it's partially collapsed. She's on antibiotics and things now. Her cloaca looks like there's no prolapse or anything like that, but we just want to sort of get advice as to sort of like where do we go from here? Do we sort of just sit and wait? The owner wants the egg removed and sibilloran, and none of us has really done like an egg removal, particularly if it's sort of, there's that risk of egg yolk peritonitis and things like that as well. So exactly right. And we don't want to kind of add to her, and she's an old chookie too, so we kind of don't want to add to her trauma if we don't have to. So really just wanted a bit of advice on sort of what to do next. I know you guys are probably really busy, but yeah, just any guidance would be great. Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, yep. Yeah, cool. Yep. Awesome. Yeah, yep. Yeah, exactly. And like she's always had sort of mobility issues anyway, which I don't know if the owner's like, if it's an overthinking, but she's been through sort of some pretty big trauma as well. So, that's going to stress her out. Yeah, poor thing. She's really been through the ringer. So that's awesome. I will flick it through. What's the best email to send it through? Exactly. Yep. And just a vet with, yep, no S. Cool. Exotic vet at mail.com. Yeah. All right. Cool. Awesome. I will send those through right now. And then, yeah, just tell a nurse back from Brighton says hi because, yeah, I haven't seen her for ages and I was hoping maybe I might catch her today. Beck, nurse Beck from, Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Emily. Awesome. Thanks, Emily. I'll send them through to you now. Thanks. Bye.